Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Now back to Nick and Cecil on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
So, Nick, how do you describe hustle? If you look back on your playing days, if you look back on your media career, if you look back on your life, how do you describe hustle? How do you define it? And how did you get your hustle on?
Wow, that's a great question. Hustle is part of a work ethic that you have. It has to do with not allowing people that you find yourself encountering or people in your family telling you things that you cannot do, and always believing in yourself, because nothing ever happened for anyone by just sitting on their hands.
Right.
Or, as I was told, allowing grass to grow under your feet. You have to continue to get out there, pound the pavement, you know, call every contact that you've ever come in contact with, and see if you can turn, shake some trees, and see if something falls out, Cecil. That's the only way that I can, you know, classify, because you get one life to live as the individual that you are, and you cannot live it just dealing with your failures. You have to somehow allow those failures to propel you forward. And for me, that's exactly what I did.
We go to the VIP line to talk to executive producer, the godfather of Harlem. It's Marquand Smith. Marquand, it's Nick and Cecil. Good evening. Welcome to the show.
Hey, yo, what's up, fellas? What's up, Nick? What's up, Cecil?
How you doing, man? We just came back from commercial. I asked Nick, how do you define hustle? And I will ask you, Marquand, as someone who worked on the Godfather of Harlem for 18 years and grew up in the hustle generation, how do you define hustle? And just talk us through that perseverance you had to get your project made and made big time.
Hustle, man, I describe as never giving up on your dreams. I never had a plan B. I've always had a plan A. I felt that if you had a plan B, you were planning to fail. And taking 18 years, you know, I got 1,000 no's before I got one yes. So I will say to people, you know, if you knock an opportunity door and it doesn't open for you, you go to Home Depot, get your lumber, and build your own door. So that's what I describe hustle. Never giving up.
Marquand, when I look at what the Godfather of Harlem kind of, you know, stands for, it was kind of a period in time that, you know, not many of us right now can relate to, but there's still some things that are happening now that we could look back in that particular era and we could say, well, they're still taking place now. When you put this thing together, what were you thinking about as it started to come together for you?
Well, I have to add to what you're saying, because if you look, it is the collision of civil rights and the underworld. You know what I mean? It's almost like it's so parallel to what's happening right now. Like, the Harlem riots is our Ferguson. You know, Colin Kaepernick is their Muhammad Ali. You know, in the 60s, a lot of things were going on, from the LGBTQ rights to the Me Too movement to the Black and I'm Proud movement to the Latin movement, you know. So we wanted to put a show that had the contemporary pieces with the pieces of the past. So my showrunner, Chris Brancato, who created the TV series Narcos, was like, this is a great opportunity to tell history that's so parallel to what's happening right now in America with the police brutality. Everything that's happening was happening for a certain race in 1960s, in 61, 62, 63. It was one of the most turbulent times for us in America at that time, with Malcolm X, Adam Clayton Powell, Martin Luther King's assassination, Emmett Till got killed a few years before, so Mega Evers. So this was a time that we needed to tell a story like this.
He's Marquand Smith on the VIP line, executive producer and actor and godfather of Harlem. And Marquand, did you feel with 18 years, you know, that this story just had to be told? I've listened to a lot of writers talk about their projects and how they can't not tell this story. Did you feel that same inspiration? Because this goes beyond a passion project. When you're putting this time, this dedication, it's everything for you.
Well, no, what it was actually was this. My my godmother, her name is Margaret Johnson, and she used to tell me these magical stories about Harlem in the 60s. I used to go see in a development called Lenox Terrace that's on Lenox Avenue in Harlem, and she would tell me magical stories how she used to walk outside and smell fresh laundry hanging out a tenement window, or hear Sam Cooke's voice coming out of transistor radio, or even walking past the Apollo on 125th Street and seeing James Brennan's name in the marquee, or walking past Sugar Ray Robinson's barbershop, and you may catch Nat King Cole getting a shape-up. She was telling me these magical moments of people of color in Harlem, but it was still civil unrest happening. For example, like, you know, a lot of people migrated from the South in the 1950s and 1960s, coming from Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, and such. But it wasn't, you know, it might not have been the Bocana South that was happening with the dogs and the fire hydrants, but up here, you know, a person of color couldn't buy a hat for his head without the store owner saying, you need to pull on a shower cap. Or a person of color's family may not be able to get a steak dinner for its family because they didn't have or didn't allow colored people to get food. So these stories I felt needed to be told, and I made her a promise 18 years ago that I would get the story to be told. And then she also told me about her grandfather. His name was Ellsworth Raymond Johnson, and he was from South Carolina, Charleston, and he was a Geechee Gullah. This is where he came from. And he was the first African-American that could sit down with the mob, whether it be Lucky Luciano, Maya Lansky, Bugsy Siegel, Frank Costello, Vito Genovese. They didn't look at him like he was a liaison between people of color and the mob. So it was a lot of interesting stories. She didn't want the story of Harlem to be told, or the story of the Cotton Club or American Gangster, because Bumpy didn't die in front of 30 RCA TVs like Ridley Scott told. He died at a restaurant called Wells Restaurant in my character's arms, by the name of Junie Bird. So, you know, that's the story. And I made a promise to her, never giving up, man, getting 1,000 no's until I got a yes to get the story out.
Marquand, you know, as an athlete, you know, preparation is everything. And, you know, we have to fine tune our mind and bodies for things that we have to do on the field. As an actor, right, how is it that you prepare to deliver your lines? That's something that's always fascinated me about the game of acting.
Well, I mean, I played Division I basketball, and I'm used to conditioning my body as well as my mind. And, you know, a lot of people, when they act, they act, and the art of acting is not to act. It's to make someone believe that you're not acting. People don't get that. You see what I'm saying? And it's not about just memorizing lines. It's about getting into character of those lines and becoming that person or becoming that situation. So, you know, growing up, I read a lot and I watched a lot of movies. So, you know, that was like kind of like a second nature to me, to be able to memorize things real quick. And, you know, it's almost like the comedians that can play like they're Jay-Z or like they're Kevin Hart, or they can mimic people's voices. You know, I was able to really, because I love reading, I love culture, I love history. I was able to take that and be able to use that in front of the camera.
Is Marquand Smith, executive producer, the Godfather of Harlem, here with Nick and Cecil on The Fan. And Marquand, my final question for you, and certainly appreciate your time as always. Any words of advice for a young writer, someone who, you know, wants to put their project out there? What's the biggest piece of advice that you could give a young filmmaker, a young screenwriter, you know, someone that wants to tell their story?
I tell people this, man. I don't have the blueprint to being successful, but I can tell you the first thing is believe in yourself and never letting anybody Don't owe, your dreams are all you have. That's your pursuit of happiness. Protect your dreams by any means necessary. Go out there. If you want to become an actor, a screenwriter, a director, a first AD, second AD, there are things out there. There are materials out there. You know, we're in a pandemic right now. You can actually just order these books on Amazon and just learn them and get the knowledge. So if you do get an opportunity and you're able to go on set, you know what you're actually doing, you know. And my motto is you can either chase your pension or your passion. It's strictly up to you. And I didn't want to chase my pension. I just wanted to chase my passion because I know that you only got, you know, you only got one life to live, man. There's no bunk beds in the graveyard.
Wow, I love that. Chase your pension or your passion. Before we let you get out of here, for those individuals who have not had a chance to binge watch The Godfather of Harlem, tell the people what they're missing.
You're missing a show of history, man. I don't even call it entertainment. I call it edutainment. And anytime you can just spark the mind, they can go to Wikipedia or go to Google and say, who was Adam Clayton Powell? Who was Vinnie the Chin? Who was Bumpy Johnson? Who was Frank Costello? Who's Malcolm X? Man, I love history. I love real stories unfolding in front of you. You know, we just got a second season. So this is not a lot about embellishing. This is about real history that's unfolding in front of you. So I tell anybody out there, man, check it out. You know, it's a definitely historical. It's definitely has the action and the crime that you would want to see in a great series. But it's definitely something that you could sit home and watch with your family as well.
Words of wisdom, words of inspiration. It's Marquand Smith, executive producer and actor, Godfather of Harlem. Marquand, pleasure talking to you tonight. We certainly appreciate you for joining the show.
Thank you so much for having me, guys, man. Be safe and, man, enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
Okay, there you have him. Marquand Smith, ladies and gentlemen, Godfather of Harlem, and I love that. You're going to chase your pension or your passion, Nick.
Wow. That once again, you start off asking the question, what does hustle mean?
Right.
I think that statement within itself defines what hustle is. Because either you have a dream and you're chasing that, or you are chasing a pension where you're sitting in the office doing something you absolutely despise every time you go in, opposed to chasing your dream. And sometimes, and that's a great thing about having a dream, Cecil, you may chase it and you may never really reach that point. But while you're chasing that dream, you cross so many other hurdles and thresholds that you never thought you were capable of accomplishing. And that's the whole idea of having a dream, is it not?
The journey is the reward.
Yes, it is.
The journey is the reward. So definitely inspired, definitely motivated, if you will, by the likes of Marquand Smith. We thank him for joining the show again. Everybody watch Godfather of Harlem out there with the second season. It's good news. Also, your sports fish stories. Text them in, RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. That's 303-713-1043. Maybe a fish story or two for you next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.